Gabrick to Kopitar to Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are John Rosen and Darrell Evans.
Thanks again, Kings fans, for tuning in this evening. The Kings complete their season series with the Arizona Coyotes with a 6-2 win out in the chilly Glendale, Arizona. Final shots on goal, 35 for Los Angeles, 25 for Arizona. Looking at the three stars of the game, all three, as you would expect in a 6-2 route, go into Los Angeles. Number three star of the game for this Kings team with a goal and assist tonight in 22 minutes and 17 seconds of action. That would be Jake Muzzin. And as he always does in that strong possession game of his, Muzzin, four shots on goal, three attempts block, two missed shots, also issued two hits and blocked two shots as well. Strong all-around performance by the Kings defenseman. Number two star of the game is Dustin Brown. Two more goals against the Arizona Coyotes this season. He's got five goals against the Yotes in 15-16. Brown overall, two goals plus one rating in 15 minutes and 18 seconds of action. Four shots on goal. One enormous hit that he had made. I believe that was back on Connor Murphy back in that first period. And number one star of the game for the Kings with one goal on the evening, plus one rating in 14 minutes and 15 seconds of action was Marian Gabrick. Gabrick tonight for the LA Kings, able to come away with that game-winning goal in the second period, a period in which the Kings scored four times. We're going to take another break here on the post-game show, and when we return, we'll have some highlights from you. There are quite a few from Gila River Arena tonight. The Kings with a 6-2 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. Lots more to talk about here on Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Some people just watch the big game for the commercials, right?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
The 2016 Big Game Blowout, featuring stadium food, thousands in giveaways, and football cheerleaders.
Number two,
you could win a Mercedes GLC 300 this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, featuring Bo Bice, Friday, February 12th.
Morongo, good times.
City Loan has been helping people just like you for over 25 years. If you need $3,000 or more and own the title to your vehicle, call 877-CASH-SOS. Our friendly staff will get you your money fast, and your information is always kept confidential. Speed and trust, that's the City Loan difference. At City Loan, we work with you, not against you, and we don't judge. Give us a call or visit cityloan.com today.
Loans made pursuant to the California Department of Business Oversight Finance.
Let City Loan ease your financial stress. Call 877-CASH-SOS.
Well, it's new, but not new. Where's the shock, the surprise?
I just want to feel listened to, like someone really understands what I want.
We hear you, and it's time we change things up at McDonald's. And it starts with all-day breakfast, taste-crafted burgers and chicken sandwiches, even table service. Hey, we get it. You're not asking for the world here. Sometimes hotcakes for dinner just make sense. So come in and see the changes for yourself at participating McDonald's. All-day breakfast menu varies by location.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
KABC is giving away a grand in cash. Listen to Doug and T-Ray tomorrow,
starting at 6,
for your shot to win.
Kings 6-2 winners over the Arizona Coyotes on the road here at Gila River Arena in front of 12,261 fans, many of whom at the end of the game were chanting, "Go Kings, go!" We want to get to the Rusnak Pasadena Audi highlights in just a moment, but again, to pass along what we learned in the second period, Everything that we have heard so far with Bob Miller and his quadruple heart bypass surgery, which was performed earlier today, has been we've been given a good, successful surgery update. And the family right now very grateful for the news and the tremendous amount of well wishes that they have received. So that's the most important thing, as always, on this evening. Get well soon, Bob. Can't wait to hear you back on TV and see your face once again. And all the best in your recovery, and to your wife, Judy, too. Moving along here, some out-of-town scores. One game still going on in the National Hockey League. Anaheim a 3-2 lead after two periods of play at home against the San Jose Sharks. Goal scorers for Anaheim, Raquel Lindholm-Garbutt, and for San Jose, Danius Zubras and Tommy Wingles. Elsewhere, all other games are final. In overtime, Toronto, 4-3 winners over the Boston Bruins on the road. Game winner in overtime by P.A. Parento. James Reimer the winner, and Tuukka Rask takes the loss for Boston. Rangers fell today in New Jersey. A couple of third-period strikes after the Rangers had claimed an early third-period lead. Goal scorers in that third period, Joseph Blandisi with the game-tying goal, and David Schlemko, the former Coyote, able to notch the game winner. Corey Schneider over Henrik Lundqvist in that one. New York Islanders claim a 5-3 victory at home over the visiting Minnesota Wild. Darcy Kemper came in relief of Devan Dubnyk, who ended up taking the loss in that one for Minnesota. Former L.A. King J.F. Berube with the win for the New York Islanders. A congratulations to him, as he's an all-around strong guy. And, of course, was backstopping the Manchester Monarchs towards that Calder Cup last year before he was felled with that ankle injury. Elsewhere, Philadelphia 4-2 winners at home over the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Winner Steve Mason, a loss to Mike Condon, former Ontario Reign goaltender. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh in a shootout. Well, I shouldn't say an actual shootout, but a back-and-forth game, wide-open game. Pittsburgh 6-5 winners over the visiting Ottawa Senators. Marc-Andre Fleury over Craig Anderson in that one. Sidney Crosby had a hat trick. Elsewhere, Florida 5-2 winners on the road at Washington. That's a big win right out of the break for the Florida Panthers as they look to distance themselves in that Atlantic Division. Winner in that one, Al Montoya. A loss goes to Philip Grubauer. Elsewhere, St. Louis gets a third-period goal, late third-period goal from Troy Brower's 10th of the season. That's the only goal in the game. That makes a winner out of Brian Elliott, the St. Louis Blues all-time leader in shutouts, as Pekka Rinne takes a loss right out of the break for the Nashville Predators. Dallas goes into Winnipeg, uses 3 second-period goals to surge past the Winnipeg Jets by a score of 5-3. Antti Niemi over Connor Hellebuyck in that one. Elsewhere, Chicago 2-1 win on the road at Colorado. Corey Crawford over Calvin Pickard in that one. Goal scorers Richard Panik, Artemi Panarin stake the Blackhawks to a 2-0 lead before Gabriel Landeskog tallied for Colorado. Edmonton, 5-1 win at home in their first game out of the break over the Columbus Blue Jackets as Connor McDavid, after missing 37 games with a broken left clavicle, comes back, scores his 6th of the season. That one actually stood up as the game winner as he scored the second goal for the Oilers. That came at 9:58 of the second period. And, of course, here in Glendale, Arizona, the Kings claim a 6-2 win over the Arizona Coyotes. And we want to jump right now into the Rusnik Pasadena Audi highlights. As getting this game underway, Los Angeles jumped right out. I shouldn't say jumped right out in front, but they had all the opportunities early on in the first period. And then it was Jordan Martinuk, though, of the Coyotes, who gave the home team an early lead. Muzzin, far side. That's towards McBain. That couldn't connect. Meanwhile, shot, score. Odd angle, sneaks past Jonathan Quick. On a regroup and misplay back in the Kings' end. Arizona leads 1-0. That was Martinuk's 6th at 6:13 of the first period. There were no assists on that goal as he just snuck one from a sharp angle past Jonathan Quick to put the Coyotes up 1-0. Start of the second period, though, good things started happening for the Kings, and early on the power play, L.A. able to find that equalizer. Doughty spins, evades a defender, goes back to the top of the point. That's now Kopitar over to the far side. Muzzin with a shot. Scores! Jake Muzzin with bodies in front, ties it up on the power play, and it's a 1-1 game here in Glendale. That was Muzzin's 6th of the season. Kopitar and Doughty with the assists as Jeff Carter provided that strong screen out in front. Just 3 minutes later, though, Arizona reestablished their one-goal lead. The forward and Duclair, a dangerous chance for the Coyotes. They didn't get a shot off. Duclair again shoots, he scores! Anthony Duclair on a broken play back of the Kings' end. They couldn't get that puck after the original play had been broken up. He scores from the high slot, and the Coyotes lead this one 2-1. Duclair's 14th assist to Max Domi at 6:40. That was after the Kings, after denying Duclair on an original chance, were unable to clear the puck, and thus setting up the go-ahead goal. After that, all LA Kings. 5 unanswered goals, and the Kings able to tie this one up 9:57 into the second period. Here's Doughty, right-wing side Kopitar into the offensive zone. Kopitar sends it deep to Foley. Stops up, back to Kopitar, right point Doughty. Far side, that's Martinez. Snap shot, score! Alec Martinez ties the game. There was traffic in front. Not sure if it was deflected, but the Kings now 2-for-3 on the power play, and we're squared away at 2. And that was Alec Martinez's goal, his 6th. Again, Carter out in front. Drew Doughty, Andre Kopitar with the assist at 9:57. After that, the Kings with a couple of late goals, 12 seconds apart in that second period, and that really set the tone in the game that the Kings did a good job of controlling, really, from start to finish, despite a couple of Arizona Coyotes' goal. The go-ahead and game winner comes at 18:47 of the second. Right wing side, it's going to be Gabrick. He's got Kingwood, and that shot, score! Marian Gabrick elects to shoot on the two-on-one rush, and the Kings take their first lead of the evening. It's 3-2. Gabrick, his 10th from Dwight King at 18:47, and that goal came when Kevin Connaughton tried to keep the puck deep in the LA zone, but broke his stick in trying to send that one deep, thus setting up the Kings on that two-on-one rush. And then, a goal you don't see too often, Dustin Brown from way downtown. It's Lucic. Now up the middle, Brown. Brown snaps it in. From center ice, Dustin Brown! And the Kings take a 4-2 lead, and Louis Domingue is going to be thinking about that one for a little bit.
Yeah, he sure is.
And that was Brown 6 from Lucic and Shen at 18:59, just 12 seconds after Gabrick's goal. And for Dustin Brown, it looked like his back foot was either on or just past that red line, bouncing puck that evaded Domingue. And Brown establishes a 2-goal lead that the Kings took into the third period. A little bit reminiscent of that goal that, if you remember, a couple years ago in the playoffs here, that was scored by the Arizona, they were then the Phoenix Coyotes back then, on Jonathan Quick. But that one, this time, it was from Dustin Brown. That was his 6th of the season from Lucic and Shen again at 18:59. Kings took a 4-2 lead into the third period and were able to widen that lead early. Gordon lost the puck. It's Muzzin. He headmans it up. That's now going to be Dustin Brown to the right circle. Brown with a shot. He scores! Dustin Brown from the right circle, his 2nd of the game, his 5th against the Coyotes this season. And the Kings lead it 5-2. That was a goal off a rush from Brown, his 2nd of the game, 7th of the season from Muzzin and Shore at 3:08. I beg your pardon, too. I also wanted to get Derek Morris's name in there. He was the Coyote who scored that goal from center ice against the Kings in a game that the Kings ultimately won. That was game 1 of the 2012 Western Conference Final. The Kings were leading 5-2. They were back on the power play when Vincent LeCavalier drove towards the net and really scored in a beautiful redirection. Lucic, now over to the near side, Martinez, top of the left circle, looking for help. Centering feed, shot, score! Vincent LeCavalier redirects it up high. It's the 3rd power play goal of the evening for the Kings, and they lead it 6-2. LeCavalier's 5th from Martinez and McBain at 7:30. Beautiful redirection as he really adjusted on seeing that slap pass or that attempt towards the front of the net from Alec Martinez and redirected it up high where the goalpost meets the crossbar. That goes far down on the redirection. Really a gorgeous play there as L.A. ended up the scoring there on that LeCavalier goal. Final score in this one was 6-2. Power plays in this game for the L.A. Kings, 3-for-7 for Arizona, 0-for-5. So the Kings really did a good job tonight of winning that special teams battle and also scoring, winning the even strength battle too, as they outscored Arizona 3-2 away from the man advantage. Final shots on goal for the Kings, 10 in the first, 14 in the second, 11 in the third for a total of 35 for Arizona, 7, 10, and 9 for a total of 26. That's going to do it for us here tonight. I want to say a big thank you, as always, to my broadcaster partner, Daryl Evans. Big thank you as well to Renee York, our engineer in booth, as well as Wayman Porter in studio back in Los Angeles. As the LA Kings Have won this one 6-2. We'll talk one more second about it when we come back right after this on a quick break. We'll talk for a very brief amount of time right after this on KABC 790 and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Some people just watch the big game for the commercials, right?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
The 2016 Big Game Blowout, featuring stadium food, thousands in giveaways, and football cheerleaders.
Number two.
You could win a Mercedes GLC 300 this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears, featuring Bo Bice, Friday, February 12th.
Morongo, good times.
Well, it's new, but not new. Where's the shock, the surprise?
I just want to feel listened to, like someone really understands what I want.
We hear you, and it's time we change things up at McDonald's. And it starts with all-day breakfast, taste-crafted burgers and chicken sandwiches, even table service. Hey, we get it. You're not asking for the world here. Sometimes hotcakes for dinner just make sense. So come in and see the changes for yourself at participating McDonald's. All-day breakfast menu varies by location.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom.
I go to school with your children.
We say the Pledge of Allegiance together.
You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid.
Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we can grow up to be whatever we want.
I want to grow up to be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry.
There's enough food in this country to feed everybody.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger.
Together, we are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Do you know what this is the sound of? It's the sound of me getting rewarded for doing my part to prevent wildfires. See, right now I'm getting a big, remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. And now we're shaking. Okay. First I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. Hey, Smokey, let me down for just a second. I need to make sure everyone can hear this. There we go. Then, when we were packing up to leave, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, and then made sure to feel it if it was cold. Oh, Smokey Bear really loves it when you do that, don't you, Smokey? Oh, he lets his hugs do the talking. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
King to cover, he scores!
The home of Kings Hockey.
KABC. Los Angeles.
Orange County.
A Cumulus station. The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne. Listen to every second here.
Home of the Kings, baby!
790. KABC.
Thanks again, Kings fans, for tuning in here this evening. The Kings 6-2 winners on the road at the Arizona Coyotes. The Kings end up with a record of 2-3 in their season series, winning two of the three games here at Gila River Arena. Los Angeles improves to 31-16-3 as Arizona falls to 24-21-5. Looking at the standings as well, we still have our eyes on that game between the Sharks and Ducks as San Jose was trailing 3-2. After two periods of play. The Kings win this one in front of 12,261 fans, and want to say a big thank you to everyone who helped out with this broadcast here this evening. Of course, starting with my broadcast partner, Daryl Evans, a huge thank you there. Big thank you as well to Renee York. Big thank you, Renee, our engineer in booth, and also Wayman Porter back in our KABC studios. Reminder that we're coming back to you, and it's going to be Nick Nixon on the call this coming Thursday as the Kings in a big rivalry game host the Anaheim Ducks. That's going to be an NBCSN game, so the game will start at 7 p.m. local time with the pregame show, Pizza Hut pregame, coming to you live at 6:30 p.m. in Los Angeles at Staples Center. The Ducks' first visit this season this coming Thursday evening. Want to send out our best wishes to Bob Miller and the Miller family from Kings fans everywhere and from the Coyotes fans. I know he was honored and got some acknowledgement on the Coyotes broadcast, too. And glad to hear that after quadruple bypass surgery today, that there is a good case scenario and that he is recovering right now. We can't wait to see you back on television and back at Staples Center. All the best to Bob Miller and his family. Final score, 6-2. That'll do it for us here this evening. Thanks again for tuning in here on KABC 790 AM.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times, is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.